Org.
Blog Talk Radio.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti, Sunday afternoons at 2, right here on AM 1470 WNN. Invine Health, a leader in high-quality, pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Linton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Visit today and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of Invite Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Hi, I'm David Faraday with CBS Sports. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go inside the ropes for a day with your favorite tour player? What if you could do that and make a difference to children suffering from a rare form of leukemia called Fanconi anemia? Caddy for a Cure is a non-profit organization that lets you do just that. Visit caddyforacure.com to learn how you can experience firsthand a player's practice routine, club selection, and shot making. All this, and you're helping kids with a genetic disease. Visit caddyforacure.com.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Hey, hey, welcome to the afternoon show, 2 o'clock. I'm John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and, of course, the radio network. And we thank you for tuning in with us today and every day. 16 hours a week we're on the air, Monday through Friday. We are on at 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. We're also on Saturdays now from 3 to 6, Sundays from 9 to midnight. And, of course, we are broadcasting live all over the Internet. And we are on today with our friend and, of course, our sponsor this hour, Dan Ascani from Ascani Wealth Management. And Ascani Wealth Management has been servicing the financial community for many, many years. Dan, are you with us?
I'm here, John. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, wanted to, first of all, just give the listeners a little bit of background on yourself and how long you've been around. And, you know, you've been on and you continue to come on, and you're going to be on for the next 12 or 14 Thursdays. And I want to have everybody know at the beginning of the show what you do and how you do it.
Okay. Well, I'm an investment advisor and a securities broker. I'm also a commodities broker. And I came up in the industry in the early 80s, actually starting at what was then Dean Witter Reynolds in 1982, back when the word stock was a bad word because the market hadn't done anything constructive for many years. But that's where I started. Came up through the wirehouses, went independent in 1987, and spent a lot of time developing strategies not only for individual investors but also for institutions. For example, strategies to help start up the RIDEX funds, worked with the Rushmore funds, did work on gold hedge funds and ETFs, things like that. And I manage accounts at my firm, Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida, along with our financial advisors here. We are full-service wealth managers, so we specialize in discretionary account management for individuals, for corporations, and also financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, and more.
And you also have a radio show. Let's talk about that because you're on 740 AM, our sister station. Can you give us a little bit of information on and highlight what that show is all about on a daily basis?
Yeah, I've done the radio and TV almost my entire career. Being from L.A., there was a station, a financial station, that came on even before CNBC, if we can think back that far, back in the 80s. And I had a show on there, and we've done radio. And currently the show you're talking about is the Defending Your Money Show. That's on every weekday on AM 740, Money Talk Radio, WSBR, every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and also replayed at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. So you've got drive time to listen to us every weekday. And also Saturdays, 12:30 p.m., and it's all archived on our website, defendingyourmoney.com.
And also you can catch them on blogtalkradio.com /, and Defend Your Money Radio. And let me tell you, can you remember what your show was on the 19th?
The 19th of November?
Yes.
And you're talking about the Defending Your Money show, right?
That's correct.
let me see. I got to get that date in my head here. That was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me.
it's funny. I don't know at this point because it came off of my blog talk. And usually what we do is we stream Dan to every one of his shows is streamed to his own blog talk account, but it's also streamed to our blog talk account. And so that way there's no confusion in the search engines. What we do is we just leave it under Dan Ascani, under our account. But on that particular show, you had something like a total of right now, from the 19th till now, something like 390 archived downloads of that show. So I'm trying to figure out what that message was that day. It must have been huge.
Yeah, I'll have to look back.
let's figure that one out because we need to talk about that more.
You know what? I'll tell you, during that time, I was talking about what the real rate of return on bank CDs is after taxes and inflation, and what people should do in this low interest rate environment to boost their investment income. And it's very revealing, the real rate of return on CDs. It's data actually available from the Federal Reserve and from the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics website. And if you put it all together, you see that almost no matter what the rate on a CD is throughout the last, let's say, 30 years, you're not keeping very much after inflation and taxes. And most of those shows, people listening to that important information at a time when many people have CDs to roll over, and they're looking for alternatives to income.
And well, this is, again, folks, this is what your radio show is all about. And primarily, you know, every day you're discussing, you know, timely and real-time issues that are going on. And one of them is tax increases. We got some tax increases that look like they're potential tax increases that are coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I was on the air yesterday on the Defending Your Money show, reviewing the White House Deficit Reduction Committee's proposal. Hey, is that an oxymoron, by the way, White House Deficit Reduction? It's an oxymoronic proposal, but anyway.
Well, I think the whole legacy is that, isn't it?
Yeah, they run up these massive deficits, and they form a committee to reduce them, and the message was, guess what, taxpayer, you get to pay them. And I was on the air yesterday on Defending Your Money reviewing the information I had so far from the proposal, and I was saying, you know, it's almost like the White House doesn't really want any economic activity to speak of because they're talking about increasing the capital gains tax from 15% long-term gains rate to 39.4%. That's the maximum tax bracket for ordinary income tax rate, but also dividends on stocks, jamming those up maybe to 39.4 maximum tax bracket, limiting the mortgage deduction to 500,000 or less size mortgages, and not letting you get any tax credit at all for investment property. So last I looked, the real estate market was still pretty depressed, picking up maybe a little bit, but we could use some investors there. But actually, a removal of these deductions, I think, would not be good for the real estate industry.
I got another question for you that I think is important through this whole process. Is will ordinary taxpayers see taxes skyrocket if they don't do what they need to do to be able to put the Bush cuts back into effect?
Yes, actually, if they don't do something to extend the Bush cuts, on the first day of 2011, every employee who has a paycheck is going to see their withholding increased proportionately. So it's very important for the government to extend those. They're talking about it. They just have to agree to it. But I want to point something out, though, because we're talking about extending tax, the Bush tax cuts, such as the 15% long-term capital gains rate. But as I understand it, Congress has to agree on the spending reductions to actually keep the low dividend income tax rates down to 15%. So it's going to be a little bit different extending those. Congress has got to agree on all this. We'll see what happens.
Well, and this affects a lot of different things. This affects the W-2. This affects the death tax. This affects all types of different things in the taxes itself. And do you see overall, as far as a portfolio, when you start to take a hit, and you're taking a hit in so many areas of taxes, it's going to be, not just coming out of your paycheck, it's coming out of your overall portfolio, isn't it?
That's right. If you have to pay 39% on stock dividend income, or as opposed to 15%,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be a hit, because you're going to get that tax bill when you file your return and list your income and your sources of income. And you're going to have to pay that at April 15th when taxes are due for the year 2011.
And when you look at the death tax, the death tax in America today is pretty it's amazing to me. If you've already paid, you talk about oxymoron, it just doesn't make sense to me. If somebody has worked their whole lives and paid taxes on their money, and then they die, and they will it to somebody, and then that person has to pay taxes on it again. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand that thinking.
It's about as weird as the raising the taxes on dividend income from stocks, because the corporation is already paying taxes. Then they pay a dividend to an investor, and then they have to pay taxes on it. Then, when you die, there's an estate tax on it. That's, I guess they said there wouldn't be any double taxation. They didn't say anything about triple taxation.
I love it. I kind of figured you were going to go there, Dave.
You could smell that one coming.
I didn't smell it coming, but that was good. Because that's how I think. Hey, listen, the overall big picture, where do you see all of this going? And I think that it's important for us to talk about that, through the show today. Because I'm sure there's some positive things that we can do to defend our portfolios and our money, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And what do you find that some of those things are right off the top of the game here?
The first thing is to break away from Christmas shopping for long enough to review your portfolio, or take us up on our portfolio review offer, which is free. And I'm not just going to make this a commercial for portfolio reviews, but the reason I'm saying this is there are still 29 days after this in 2010 where you can make some changes to your portfolio and still pay what we know is the lowest tax rates we've ever had and that probably ever will be, 15% capital gains. If you have a long-term gain on a stock, you need to sell. And the reason for that is, well, we've got to take into consideration changes in the tax code for 2011, but also, there are some industry sectors that are a little bit, I think, vulnerable to correction here. And if you look at your portfolio and you see that you have too high a concentration of your portfolio in a certain sector like technology, retail, or consumer goods, or something like that, this is a good time to take a look at that concentration, sell some of it down, and reinvest it in a more diversified way. And you can do that in 2010 and still pay the low tax rate.
Well, I think there's some good news in a lot of what's going on right now, because there are, in the Senate anyway, there's several Democrats that want to bring back the Bush tax cuts. So I think that's good news as far as the overall big picture of this getting passed. It's just, is it going to happen now, or are they going to do it in January and then make it, or February and make it retroactive? So all of those things could be, still, it gets technical and it gets ugly, and we're at the other end, in some kind of fear and anxiety about how this is going to take place, if it's going to take place, and what do we do with our money in the meantime?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's easier for Congress to agree this month to extend the Bush tax cuts with respect to the capital gains rate, as I said, but they're going to have to agree on a lot of things having to do with spending before they can cut taxes
mm-hmm.
or justify not keeping them low in 2011, and they could do it retroactively. You know, you could go into 2011 and find out they're making it effective 1/1/11. And so it's important to take action now in your portfolio. Again, that's why we're offering free portfolio reviews. We're doing them for people now, and we're helping them out.
I love when you can have some kind of peace of mind, because again, you know, when you're getting shaken up and you know maybe you've lost some value to your portfolio over the last couple of years, and now you're starting to kind of get some back, and then the next thing you know, you might be rocked because of taxes next year. It gets people a little bit defensive, first of all, and most importantly, gets them a little angry. And it's nice to know that there is ways to be able to work this out, that we can literally defend our money as we're going through this process. Do you feel that this will straighten itself out, or do you feel that it's gonna be an issue into 2011?
Well, it should be an issue into 2011, and there could be some other things happening. You know, we also have the European sovereign debt crisis still heating up.
Mm.
And those things can spook the market into a correction. Even if it holds up this year, it still needs a correction at some point. And then if it forces people to sell, like they sometimes do if the market goes down past the pain threshold, then you're not only selling in reaction to the market instead of rebalancing your portfolio now while everything's calm, you'd be selling in reaction to the market, and also at 2011, which would have theoretically higher tax rates. So it's good to take a proactive look at it now.
And when you look at your firm overall, would you say that you personally look at everything as an individual, in an individualized case, or do you feel that you're very conservative in what you do, or how would you put it out there for our listeners? What type of firm do you run?
Well, it's a wealth management firm, and a lot of people, when I say that, say, "Well, I don't have a lot of wealth to manage." but it has to do with wealth building, and it has not just to do with owning a portfolio of stocks or something. It has to do with surviving in this economy and prospering at the same time, at a time when the government is not only running up huge deficits and debt, but also when the Federal Reserve, the central bank of our country, is involved in very aggressive and unusual easing, which means throwing a lot of money at the economy, putting into the banking system, hoping it gets used. And when they do that, that dilutes the value of the dollars that everyone already has. You know, when you throw a lot of money at something, it just dilutes what's already there. And by that, I mean it's going to take more and more dollars to buy the goods and services people need. And so you got to do something to build wealth, and that's what we do. We are a wealth manager. We manage accounts, and we provide financial planning and consulting agreements, estate planning, tax planning for clients or prospective clients. And if you have an account, you're at a major clearing firm like Fidelity or TD Ameritrade or Pershing. So we don't hold any money. We don't clear any trades. You would appoint us as your manager or broker of record or a consultant, financial consultant, and that's how it works.
Would you say overall that you personally, are you conservative when it comes to investing? Or I mean, how would you mark yourself as an investor?
I'm all the above, and I'm not just talking out both sides of my mouth there. I'm all the above. The reason is being conservative doesn't necessarily mean you're hiding in, let's say, treasury bills, which are known as one of the safest investments around, because they're guaranteed by the taxing power of the government, which they're about to do to people now.
Mm-hmm.
But being conservative actually can be having a portfolio that's diversified and in areas that's consistent with your own risk tolerance. Or it could be that someone's aggressive and they need to try to make some money in an aggressive way for various reasons, where they can take some risk. And so a person who's, let's say, a moderate investor, moderate risk tolerance, might have a portfolio with a certain amount aggressive component, most of it moderate, and some of it conservative, and some of it cash.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add that all up and we put it in our software and take an X-ray of it, we could see the overall risk level of the portfolio versus the returns the person is trying to get, and then make some adjustments that way. But I can be all the above. I think there's room for me anyway. You asked about me for aggressive investing as well as conservative. And it might depend on what it is. You know, someone's going to do something differently with their health savings account, maybe more conservative there than, and with their IRA than they are maybe opening an account that they're risking, almost like a gambling account, you know, where they're trying to roll the dice and make some money. So you're going to be conservative with the health savings account and IRA more than you probably would with another type of account.
So when you look at the big picture of everything that we just talked about, because I'm glad that you pointed out the different levels that you can come in at. And again, I think that everybody has, you know, you get in where you fit in type of thing, but you're the guy that's really directing them based on what they want to accomplish with their portfolio.
That's right. It starts by getting to know the person, mm-hmm. and that may involve a portfolio review where we actually see your statements, we put in the software, and we diagnose, we take an X-ray of it. And also it would involve filling out a questionnaire so we can know a little bit more about a person's goals and their own level of risk, the risk tolerance level as they see it. And then we put that all together because we can access any investment out there that's available, and we put it all together for them and make a recommendation.
So, and let's look at the person that is going to make the $600 a week paycheck or the $700 a week paycheck, if the tax increases that we were talking about at the very beginning of the show take place, and the increases, you said 15%, is that correct?
Well, the capital gains rate and the tax on dividends is currently 15 for qualified dividends,
okay.
and then would go up to ordinary income, whatever your tax bracket is.
Okay. So would a person that's making $600 or $700 a week be affected? And how could you help a person that has an income of $600 or $700 or $800 a week? And can a wealth management company help somebody with that type of income?
Yes, because we do financial planning, and that goes for anyone. So someone, no matter what your income,
mm-hmm.
If you have kids that you want to put through college later, or regardless of whether you do that, you're going to want to retire at some point. You got to start planning early. It's the best thing to do. And what we do in a financial plan is not only get feedback from the person in terms of the questionnaire I was talking about, but also look at their goals and find the shortfalls in where they want to be. So it might be that you're going to fall X number of dollars short, and it could be tens of thousands of your retirement goals. Maybe it's just a lifestyle you want. And we look at how to bridge that gap, how to find the areas where there's a shortfall and help you get there.
And I think it's important for people to understand that. I think, you know, somebody that's 25 or 30 years old or even 35 years old, it, you know, when I was that age, I didn't tend to think about, okay, what's going to happen down
yeah.
the road, you know what I mean? I was worried what was going to happen that weekend or that night. Everything else was just a given, you know what I mean? I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. So as I started to enter into my 40s, I understood that, hey, listen, you know something, no kidding, I better get to work and start building what I'm going to have for me and my family down the road. Now, for a young person that might be listening to the show, and a lot of investors are people, and would you agree with this, Dan? A lot of the investors that you deal with are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Would you agree with that, correct?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Okay, so for a young person that says, I don't have anything to invest. I only make $700 a week. And, you know, by the time I pay for the car and by the time I pay for the rent and all that stuff, you know, or you know, even $500 a week, there are things for those folks to be able to do to have a solid foundation as they start to enter into other things as they get older. And, of course, you know, better incomes and things that happen over time.
Right. And actually, when someone says that, it's a very common thing to say, by the way, but when someone says that, I got to pay the rent, I don't have the money to save, they're actually not really looking into it enough, because if you're employed, then you have the ability to either participate in the company's retirement plan, let's say it's a 401k, or contribute to your own IRA, and then get the tax deduction. So if you don't do that, you're actually giving the government more money in the form of taxes that you could be giving to yourself, vis-a-vis the tax deduction the government allows you for participating in a 401k or an IRA, whatever the case may be. And so if you write a check out, let's say, to contribute to an IRA in the amount of, I'm just going to throw a number out there, $3,000, you get the tax deduction. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you deduct that off your taxes when you file, and you've given the government less money. But if you don't do that, if you don't take that tax deduction, you've given them more money. So therefore, most people do have the money to save. They just don't realize it because they're giving it to the government.
Well, and it's funny that you bring this up and say it that way, because if you think about it on the other end, what I was just talking about, the person that thinks to themselves, well, if I write a check this week for $22 and I put it in my IRA account, well, it's only $22. I mean, that's how young people think. It's only $22. What's that really going to accomplish?
Yes, the power of compounding. I can't stress that enough. I mean, we all say the same things when we're in our 20s and maybe 30s to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you said, that the power of compounding is incredible, because that $22, when contributed consistently, and then perhaps if you're in a 401k and there's employer matching, so maybe your employer's matching $10 or $20 of that, and then that compounds over the years. You'd be surprised how much money you end up with when you retire by starting with just that amount of money when you're in your 30s or even 20s.
So would you say, and would you say at this point, to open up an IRA for maybe a child, your daughter, your son, is that a good idea to do in some cases, and help them to work through that process and show them how that whole thing works?
If your daughter or son is of adult age, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Over 18, is it a good thing to sit down and show them this type of compounding and how it works, and bring them through the process? Because, back when I was younger, my dad did the best he could to show me these things. And, of course, then I had to get excited about them later on down the road, and that happened around 40. But prior to that, and you don't see it a lot today. You don't hear a lot of parents sitting down and talking about this, because I think it's been lost somewhere out there to a certain degree with the new generation. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, everyone's trying to make ends meet. This is a tough economy. We just went through the worst collapse in 80 years, and some people said this is even worse. Don't know that to be the case, because I wasn't alive in the 30s, but we just went through, and actually are still dealing with, the wake of the collapse. And so people are trying to make ends meet. The unemployment rate is high. The government, even though they're trying to help by throwing all that money at the economy, like I was saying, still, on the other hand, may be diluting the value of the dollars that you have, thereby making you pay more for goods and services. There's all kinds of things to deal with. So people, they do have, I guess they have a legitimate argument in some respect, but, luckily, when I was young, I think the first thing someone says when you get a job and they have a 401k, give yourself a raise. Contribute to the 401k, because your employer is going to match it. That's the only way you can make your employer give you a raise, because they have to match it if that's what they do for all employees. So sit down, give yourself a raise.
It's a beautiful thing. We're going to go to a break. Of course, we're speaking with Dan Ascani from Ascani Wealth Management. Dan, give him your phone number and your website, so that way people know where to contact you.
Our toll-free number is 877-578-5788. Again, that's 877-578-5788. And you can get to our website by punching defendingyourmoney.com into your browser. That's going to redirect you to Ascani Wealth Management. And there you can download some reports and listen to these shows and learn a few things.
We will definitely be looking forward to more information right after our break. We'll be back.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com and Blog Talk Radio.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on 1470 AM. By the way, folks, I want to just give you a little update. Our friend Richie Supa, of course, gave us a call, and we spoke with him, and he's going to be doing the 12th Annual Bikers Bash down at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. We're actually looking forward to having, of course, Richie on the show coming up. He's got his new release out. We got some things going on in February with him and Ricky Bird. More will be announced with that. We're going to have some Valentine's Day fun with those guys. We're looking forward to having them working with us in February. So also, I want to let you know that the 12th Annual Bikers Bash is a great, great thing for people to be involved with and dedicating your money and your time and your energy to this type of an event. It's for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. And all of the money that they're raising, of course, is going to help children at Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital to fight cancer. This whole weekend, if you go to our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com, you're going to see that there's two blogs there that are really, really great blogs for you to get a lot of information out of. The whole thing kicks off over the next couple of days, and it's just going to be unbelievable. And it ends on Sunday with the 23rd Annual Christmas Toys in the Sun Run. And I ask people to be a part of this because it's a great, great way to be able to give back to our community. And most importantly, you know, when you think about it, you know, I'm so lucky. I have three children, and my three children, and of course my the grandchildren that are now coming out of it. But all of our family is safe and cancer free, and I'm so grateful. But if you ever thought about the fact that, you know, you could lose a child to cancer, I just can't even fathom that. It's just amazing to me that, you know, that could take place. But it does. And this is a great way to be able to help people. The expected turnout for this event is over 70,000. It's going to be at Markham Park. It's going to start out, of course, up here in Coconut Creek at the casino. And it's going to be all about 30,000 motorcycles heading south to Markham Park. It's going to be a very, very cool day. 23rd Annual Christmas Toys in the Sun Run. And, of course, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, find out about more information there, or you can go just put into your browser 23rd Annual Christmas Toys in the Sun Run. Jamie McDonald was supposed to be on with us, and I understand that he got a little caught up and couldn't be with us, but Jamie is a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Clubs here of here in South or in Broward County. And, of course, we wish Jamie and Kerry and all of the rest of the folks a great, great time and, most importantly, great message, and we appreciate all that you guys do. And, Dan, thanks for hanging out with us while we made that announcement.
And no problem. I enjoyed it, actually.
You know, it's, when you think about it, you know, and it just floors me. When I was talking to Richie about it the other day, Richie Supa, they do the Bikers Bash. And, of course, Richie comes in and he plays some songs, and he's always had, you know, different people come to it. One of the things he was saying to me, which was amazing to me, was the next day he goes to the Children's Hospital, Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital, and they sit Indian style and they play music, and they all sit and they play in the critical care unit with, you know, children that are literally, you know, in all stages of cancer, and some that, you know, might not be here, unfortunately, next year. And, you know, just to hear Richie and the heart that he puts into this is incredible. And, you know, I hope it's a big win for everybody. So I'm sure that, it's amazing to you, I'm sure, just like it is to me.
Yeah, it is.
So what we would like to concentrate on, of course, is the taxes and what's happening with the taxes and the tax increases and what's going to be happening in the new year. And what are some of the things that people can do right now to get prepared for that? One, you've already said that they can, you know, get in contact with you and go through and find out what changes they need to be that needs to be made on maybe some long-term investments and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Right. I mentioned taking a look at your portfolio or having us do a portfolio review for you at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
And not just looking at the concentration of investments in the portfolio, like are you heavily invested in a certain sector like technology or retail or energy, not just looking at that because you may want to rebalance that and diversify a little more, but also look and see if there's ways to produce investment income in your portfolio that won't be so affected by the coming changes to the tax law. So when they raise taxes on, for example, dividend income paid by common stocks or preferred stocks, that's going to mean you're keeping less of your own income coming out of your portfolio, but there are other investment options besides dividends on stocks that may not be subject to that kind of tax treatment that you can put in your portfolio instead. And this is the year to do it, because when you sell something to generate cash to invest in something else and you had a gain on it, you'll pay taxes on the gain, which is fine. This is the year to do it, though, because in 2010 we know the capital gains rate is the lowest it's going to be. Even if they extend it, it's still not going to be lower than now. And there's a good chance that the tax rate on income from investments like dividends is going to increase even if the capital gains tax stays the same.
So let me ask you, and you know, capital gains. When you usually hear capital gains, my first thought with capital gains, of course, is if I sell a piece of property, and of course that property I make income on it. There's capital gains involved with that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what are some of the other areas capital gains can affect?
Well, it's anything that you sell that you previously had bought for a price,
mm-hmm.
like stocks or bonds, or it could be bars of gold, property, whatever the case may be, that you buy and then you sell, you've got to declare that difference and then pay taxes on it. Or if it's a loss, you can deduct the loss or at least put that into the equation and carry forward the losses if it's higher than what's allowed in any one year.
Do you see that when, you know, the government as a whole, when they are in big government mode, which they are right now, in my opinion, they're in big government mode. And when you start to see the money being spent, when they sit down and they say, okay, we need to give a tax break and we need to give tax relief and we need to continue these cuts, but at the same time, they've been spending money, they've been printing it faster than the wheels on the printing press could print it out. And do you see that overwhelming spending is going to be a stuck point for Congress and, of course, the government to be able to say, hey, listen, you know, we need to give these tax breaks. Do you see that coming into play where it's going to say, hey, listen, you're spending all of this money, but now you're talking about where are we going to be able to take care of the deficit and pay for the money that we're printing if we don't raise the taxes?
You're right, because otherwise, in order to keep low tax rates, they've got to justify it by reducing spending. And I told a client yesterday that I think there's about as much chance as Congress agree on reducing spending to keep, for example, the tax rates low on dividend income as there is President Obama bungee jumping from the top of the New York Stock Exchange building to ring the opening bell. You know, it's just not something that's going to happen. They'll probably do some reduction. But and in fact, they're talking about reducing the federal workforce by as many as 200,000 employees, I think it was. But that's just talk so far. We'll see what they agree on.
When you start to look at some of the messages that are coming out, you know, when you have Obama sitting next to Colin Powell and you have all of the other different messages that are coming out, they're really at this point, and I think it was because of this past election, that he's trying to show that he is at least in mode now to sit down and discuss with the Republicans, the changes that need to be made.
Yeah, that's right. They've got to do that because it's going to take Congress to make the changes. So the White House at this point, through their oxymoron deficit reduction committee, has proposed tax changes. And now Congress has got to debate it and agree on it.
Well, here's a great question for you. As far as, you know, everybody's looking down the road at 2012. Now, some of the things that are going to occur right now could actually, in the long term, affect his reelection. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely.
So when you look at him, you know, not looking out for the small, income earner, the person that's making, you know, and again, what's a small? I mean, really, Dan, what do you consider a small income earner now? You know, they're saying $250,000 or less, and I think now they need to scale up to $1 million or less. Where does it fall in there? Because I guess there's got to be some give and take here to a certain extent too. So where does it fall in? I mean, where do we put that? You know, where do we put that middle? You know, that common ground that says, hey, listen, anybody under this number really should be, you know, not affected, and they should be helped, and then anybody over this amount shouldn't be helped. I mean, where do you find that?
Well, this is a very difficult debate because when you think about the fact that about two-thirds of the jobs in America are created by small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and those businesses are very often owned by owners of the corporation where the finances flow into their own individual tax return, for example, a subchapter S corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say that, well, if the government's going to target a certain income level as being taxed more and another level as being exempt or less taxes, you have to consider also that those people that they're targeting, maybe even $250,000, are the ones who own the small businesses and who the government would like to see hire more workers. So if a small business owner is going to think that I'm going to get my taxes increased and so maybe I'll just hold off on hiring that extra person a little longer until I see the whites of the eyes of a better economic recovery, then that just defeats the purpose. So they've really got a dilemma here. This is a fierce debate, actually, as to the effects of this type of thing, and between people who may not even agree with what I just said in terms of whether to tax people who own small businesses or whether to target a certain income level, it's a big debate.
And it's a scary debate, I mean, overall, because, you know, you got to look at it from the point of view that if you're not creating jobs and you're not a business owner that's creating jobs, then the person that has the smaller amount of income is going to have a job. So you're like stuck. You're stuck like Chuck, so to speak, you know, with the whole mess.
That's right. And I think all everyone really wants to see is this economy get better. But yet, if you think about it, in fact, I talk to a lot of people, especially in my industry, the investment industry, who agree that, you know, the government seems to want to make things happen, and I know it feels it needs to do something. But in the process, by changing the tax code and making all kinds of regulatory changes over the last couple of years in the wake of the crash, and everything they're doing, actually, many people feel is removing the natural private economic incentive to go out into the economy and do something because you have an incentive to, not because you're receiving government money or you're being punished by higher taxes or not punished by higher taxes. So there's a lot who kind of wish that the incentives would remain or be, you know, left alone in the economy so that we can get back to private industry really having an incentive to get going here.
We are, of course, going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of Dan Scani and Scani Wealth Management, and, of course, what's coming up with the tax increases, or maybe not. We'll find out more when we talk with Dan when we come back.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Send your advertising dollars correctly. Send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in 4 South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascani Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, and holisticlifestylesradio.com is where you want to go. And, of course, you're listening to us on 1470 AM, the Health and Wealth Network in South Florida. I want to welcome everybody back to the show. It's been a great show, and I want to thank Dan Ascani for being on with us another Thursday. If you are so inclined and you'd like to send in some questions for Dan, you can send them to info@holisticlifestylesradio.com, and anything that has to do with your financial situation, maybe we can get them on the air and answer your question. You can do that, of course, info@holisticlifestylesradio.com. And Dan, I want to, of course, thank you for carrying your message, and you do it in an eloquent way, and I really appreciate you being on our show.
Well, I've enjoyed it. Is it already an hour?
Almost. We're talking a couple of minutes left. That's what we want to do is we want to wrap it up in closing. Where do you, with the message that you're carrying today and on your show, and I want to get into your show a little bit, but today, the message that you're carrying, what is the end result, and what do you want people to really understand about this message?
Well, I think as we've been talking, there's going to be some great changes to the tax code and the tax rates, and this is a year, 2010, that only has a little less than a month left in it, where we know the tax rates are very low. And combine that with taking a look at your portfolio to make sure it's properly diversified and reflecting the level of risk you want to take, and you're in the investments that historically have achieved the rate of return you're striving for, that now's the best time to take a look at that portfolio. Even though it's Christmas and everybody's shopping and getting in the holiday mood, it's just the way the calendar falls and the tax laws go. You know, you only have till December 31st to make sales in your account of stocks or investments, could be bonds, whatever the case, that you want to reinvest maybe this month or next month that can diversify your portfolio or perhaps give you income that is not subject to the changes in the tax code that's coming up. It's just a great time to do it. It's also a prudent thing to do, by the way. Part of this message is prudent thing to do to keep close track of your portfolio, not just, hey, I've got these stocks and bonds and whatever else, and I'm watching the prices of them fluctuate, and I'm seeing where the account is. But as you go through time, the portfolio naturally becomes out of balance because certain investments rise more than others. And so you might have started out with 50% stocks and 50% bonds, and the way the markets have been, you're now 70% stocks and 30% bonds, just to throw numbers around, and you need to rebalance it to make sure you're staying within your own risk profile.
I want to also extend more information about, if you're just tuning in with us, Dan is also on 740 AM. It's WSBR. And Dan, can you give a little bit more information, or you know, just kind of reiterate what we had talked about at the beginning of the show about your radio show and what you provide?
Yeah, it's the Defending Your Money show, and I like to say on the show that this show is all about you as the investor, the consumer, and or the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. And it's educational. It was actually born out of the crash of 2008. As I said at the top of the show, I've been on the media. I've had my TV shows and radio shows for many years. But this one is called Defending Your Money because during the crash, everyone's life flashed before them. You know, the markets were falling so hard and the economy was collapsing so badly that people were genuinely scared to death about whether they would be able to retire. If they're in retirement, would they be able to keep up their lifestyle? Would they... If you're saving for retirement, would you have to extend the amount of time you have to work? I know a lot of people who told me, now I can't retire. They got to work another 5 years. And that's because of what the markets did. And so when I would tell them what we would do for our clients, a disciplined strategy that actively defends, builds, and preserves wealth and in any environment, they said, I didn't know there was a way to do that. I didn't know that there were investments that you could even use or strategies you could employ. So we wanted to get the word out. And also, just to make the long answer longer, you know, the whole game changed with the crash. Everything people had learned about investing and perhaps the economy was thrown out the window, and then we crashed like we had before in the past over the long term. But then no one really knew how to put it all together, an already complex economy translated into the investment markets. What do you do? So the show is educational. It was born out of the crash, and we hope we're helping people get educated on the things you can do to defend and build wealth.
And you can, of course, listen to this on Dan's website, and you can also listen on 740 AM in about five different counties down here in South Florida. So he's streaming online. He's streaming, of course, on Blog Talk Radio. He's also on 740 AM. He's now on WWNN 1470 every Thursday. His message is loud, clear, and it's everywhere. And, Dan, one of the things that is very cool about your show is that it's actually at both drive times, 6:30 in the morning and also 5 o'clock in the afternoon from 5 to 5:30.
That's right. So whether you're commuting to or from work or wherever you're going, you can hear the Defending Your Money show on AM 740.
Sounds great, man. And we want to, of course, thank you so much for being a part of our world. you know, it's a very rounded network, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network that Dan is a part of, which we have been here on 1470 AM for the last 3 years, of course, and we want to have a well-rounded network for our listeners. And Dan, of course, brings the wealth management and the money aspect to it. Then you have Robert Gluck and Trip Beckert from Beckert & Associates, and Robert Gluck from, of course, Gluck Law, bringing the law hour and the legal hour. Then, of course, you have the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. You also, on top of that, have the Shift Guru, and then you have Rockers in Recovery. So it's a pretty well-rounded message. We have some other folks that are getting ready to join us. More will be revealed in the first of the year. We're going to make some announcements. So it's going to be a fun year with the network. Dan, we're looking forward to having you a part of it.
I'm glad to be here. I enjoy it, John. Thank you.
Thank you. And, folks, of course, you can contact Dan at get the numbers out, Dan, so that way people can call you.
877-578-5788. Again, that's 877-578-5788. Or go to defendingyourmoney.com.
Very good. Very good. And, Dan, again, thank you very much. We'll look forward to having Dan back next Thursday, and check him out tonight, 5 o'clock, 7:40 a.m. And we're out for the day. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know.
The Defending Your Money Show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and stream live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialist in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of the hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, this is Scott from Kiss Energy Solutions, wishing you a happy holidays and offering you the gift of big savings. You can save up to 50% on your electric bills, and if you call me right now, you can save up to 65% off on all our products and services. So act now and take advantage of the $1,500 federal income tax credit that is expiring at the end of this month. products are typically installed in just one day, so we will not disrupt your busy holiday schedule. And you can keep your money for the holidays with our new one-year same-as-cash program. No interest or payments for a year. Get your income tax credit back and save for a year on your electric bills before you have to pay. Remember, the $1,500 federal income tax credit expires at the end of December, so please call now for the best deal. 1-800-690-3840. That's 1-800-690-3840. Or KissEnergySolutions.com. That's K-I-S-S EnergySolutions.com.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 470. More of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Cain Show, Monday through Friday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
If you are taking vitamins, minerals, or other supplements, how do you know that you're taking the correct amount? If you're on a diet, how do you know that the diet is correct for you? Fortunately, you do not have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Intselman from the Intselman Institute for Health and Nutrition, and I am offering functional digestive nutritional testing so you don't have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Call me for an appointment today, 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256. Or you can go to the web at www.drinselman.com. Again, call me today for functional digestive testing at 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256.
Invine Health, a leader in high-quality, pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Linton Boulevard in the plaza at Del Rey. Visit today and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of Invite Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health program every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is Health Fusion with Dr. Elizabeth King. Health Fusion is brought to you by the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale, specializing in counseling and integrative health care services. Dr. King is a licensed psychotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, and adjunct professor at Nova Southeastern University. Along with her interdisciplinary team of expert practitioners, Dr. King uses the most effective Eastern and Western techniques in order to provide you with a well-balanced approach to address mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addictions, infertility, hormone imbalances, ADHD, and much, much more. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call the International Holistic Center at 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to ihchealthfusion.com. Now today's edition of Health Fusion. Here's Dr. Elizabeth King.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Elizabeth King. I am the CEO of International Holistic Center located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I am also a psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist. And I am so excited today for today's show. I hope that everyone that listens to my show is holding on for this spectacular show. If you are on my Facebook and on all of my social media network, you've probably have heard that we're going to have a very, very special guest today, and I am going to be welcoming her on the air with me in a few minutes. So I hope that if you are not ready for this, that you get ready, sit yourself down, get yourself a nice cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and call all your friends and tell them to listen in, because this is going to be amazing, amazing show. This show, Dr. Health Fusion, Dr. King's Health Fusion Hour, I'm so excited I can't even talk today, is on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at noon, and also on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hopefully everyone is tuning in as often as they can, because there's always incredible information that empowers you to live a healthier, happier life. That's what we're about. International Holistic Center was created because of that, because I am passionate about educating people about how they can take their health into their own hands. And we need to start talking about wellness, by the way, folks. We need to start really focusing on what wellness is about, keeping healthy, prevention. How can we do things for our health, mind, body, and spirit to really live a quality life for as long as we can? And that's what we're about at IHC, helping you to get that. And remember, holistic doesn't mean alternative. It doesn't mean airy-fairy. It means if you add a W in front of holistic, it means all. It means medical and medical Eastern and Western practices coming together to address the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. We are not just a mind, and we're not just a body, and we're not just spirit. We are all of those three things. And what I say is that if any of those things come out of balance, then the whole person is out of balance, and that's where we get into trouble. We need to bring those things back into balance, and that's really, really important that everybody gets that. So often we have people coming to our center saying, Dr. King, for the past 20 years I've been depressed, or I've had chronic pain, and I don't know what to do. And I always ask, have your medical doctors, has your team asked you very simple questions like, what are you eating? What do you believe is the essence of life? All of those things. And some of the patients that are not used to this type of treatment that really looks at the whole person, at the core issues, really are taken aback, because most of the time we're not asked those questions. It is time, folks. It is time that you demand that your medical practitioners, whether it's a psychotherapist or a doctor or an acupuncturist or a nutritionist or a massage therapist, all of those people are holistic because they are part of a treatment plan. What is not holistic about it most of the time is that they're all working independently of each other, and they're not really looking at what is the core problem. Why are you suffering from depression? Depression doesn't just come out of the blue. There are reasons, and medication is a wonderful solution for an acute depression, but we need to find, what can we do about it? How can we resolve it? Are you going to be on medication for the rest of your life? Is that what we want to do? You have to start asking yourself those questions, and they are serious questions, and we're so used to in this society to have the quick answers. Some of our patients that start with us say, Dr. King, you don't give us quick answers. You give us long-term answers. And I say, yes, exactly what I want to do. I want to give you long-term answers that are going to help you, empower you, and help you live a healthier, happier life for the rest of your life, so that you're not codependent on me or codependent on medication. So that's what we want to do, and that's what we do here at this radio show, which is, like I said, here on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at noon, and on Saturdays at 7 p.m. The phone number for the center is 954-903-9426, and the website is www.ihchealthfusion.com. You can always get one of us at the center to address your issues, to answer your questions. We're always there for you. We're here trying to change the standard of health care by giving you quality care of a team approach of people that are looking at you as a whole person. You know that every Wednesdays I name my Freds for the week. And my Fred, if you have not tuned into the show before. The Fred is from The Fred Factor, from Mark Sanborn, the book, The Fred Factor. And it is something that I've been doing for many, many years, and all of what I've done in my life, and it's a long history, so I'm not going to get into that. But what I do is to try to highlight people and companies that are doing ordinary things in an extraordinary fashion. If you know someone or are that person, that Fred, the person that goes out of their way to make someone's life a little bit easier, a little bit better, without expecting anything in return, then you are a Fred. I want to highlight Freds in, on my show, because so often we focus on the negative, on what's wrong. The news is always about the bad stuff, and everybody, you know, listens to all those things. But that does something to our spirit. And I also believe that when we focus on the positive, that also does something to our spirit. It enlightens us. It brightens us. It gives us purpose. So I'm looking for all the Freds out there, all the people that are doing ordinary things in an extraordinary fashion. You don't have to be winning a Nobel Prize. You could be possibly just helping someone navigate a system that is very complicated. You might be taking the opportunity to answer someone's question, even if it's not within your job description. Imagine that. You might be asking maybe your general manager to go above the call of duty and accommodating someone. What a beautiful thing that would be if we all were Freds and we strive to be Freds. So enough of what a Fred is. Let me go ahead and tell you who my Freds are for this week. Number one, I want to nominate today or announce Elaine. And Elaine is my new office manager. She's been with IEC for a couple of months, and hopefully she's listening to this program right now. Elaine is always moving forward, trying to find ways to accommodate our customers, our patients, which are our customers, and our staff. She's always trying to make our lives easier. And thank you, Elaine, for doing that. You really are a Fred in my book. And I'm so grateful and blessed to have you as part of the center. And then my other Fred for the week is the Fred that I nominated last week, and I'm going to also call them out again this week. And NSA, the maker of Juice Plus. And this week I am talking about them because I found out that during the Hurricane Katrina disaster, you know, when they were pretty much a lot of people were out of work, were not able to get to work, Juice Plus and NSA, I tell you, I'm too excited today because I know my Gus is on the line waiting for me. They went ahead and continued to pay their distributor even though they were not shipping out product because they knew that people were relying on those paychecks. And again, doing ordinary things in an extraordinary fashion without ever expecting anything in return. Wow. So Juice Plus, you are a Fred in my book. Well, enough of all of that. I hope that everybody is always tuning in, but today is a very, very special day right here on the Dr. King's Health Fusion Hour because we have a very special guest, Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Again, I cannot speak today. Dr. Grant was an advice columnist for Essence Magazine for over 25 years with an 8 million readership. She has appeared on every major TV talk show and has been a consultant for Fortune 500 companies for many years. She specializes in relationships, multicultural issues, sex role, stereotyping, stress management, and better life skills. One of her TV talk shows was nominated for an Emmy Award. She's a multimedia psychologist, and I had such a wonderful time speaking with her the other day. So welcome on the show, Dr. Grant.
Thank you, Dr. King. This is marvelous. I'm delighted.
I am so grateful for you to be able to join us. And you're in New Jersey right now, right?
I'm in New Jersey right now, and I love the name of your show, Health Fusion.
Well, that is what I do. I try to bring all of the different modalities together. So it's not just integrative, but I call it integrative medicine on steroids.
Absolutely. You know, health has so many dimensions to it. It's not just one thing.
Exactly.
And you really hit the nail on the head when you say health fusion. Absolutely.
Thank you. Dr. Grant, I know I said a little bit about you, but your bio is so extensive that I could have read for the next hour. It's unbelievable, and I am so thrilled. I would like you to share a little bit about what you've been doing in the past couple of years, because I know that you are still keeping very busy.
Yes, absolutely. I do seminars. I was working for Speaking of Women's Health for years, an organization out of Cincinnati, and I was always down in Florida doing seminars. And I'm trying to upgrade the mental health of women in this country to empower them, because they think of themselves principally as half persons, and I started teaching whole person psychology, sexuality, not teaching women. Women tend to market themselves improperly, you know what I'm saying? Like a leg, a breast, and a thigh, you know? Reminds me of a chicken commercial, and I wanted to upgrade their mentality about the fact that they are whole persons, and that it's not that we market women like that. If we're selling a car, you know, we have her half dressed with her leg on the car, as if we can market better if we market the woman in pieces and parts. So I call that kind of soap opera thinking, making judgments and decisions based on your fantasies and not your reality. It's an incomplete person. I was asked to be on CBS, the show called The Early Show, and they said that we would like for you to talk about 50-50 relationships. I said, well, you have the wrong psychologist, because I don't believe in 50-50 people.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that everybody comes 100% who they are. Okay? So I believe in 100-100 relationships. In other words, you bring a whole person, I bring a whole person, then we'll have twice as much of love and everything.
I love that. But why do you think, Dr. Grant, that we have this type of thought process going on? Why?
Because I call it, you know, we devalue females universally, you know. In other words, she's not a complete person unless she has a man.
Mm-hmm.
If she stands with herself. As a matter of fact, we don't even say with it. We say she's by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I corrected that in my book, The Best Kind of Loving. I said, you are with your wonderful self. You're not by yourself. Well, Dr. Grant, you know what I mean. It's very lonely. I said, what do you mean? Look in the mirror. Who's there?
That's right.
There's a person in the mirror. You're not alone. You're with your wonderful self. As a matter of fact, I give them homework assignments. I said, take yourself out to dinner. And when the maitre d' walks up to you and says, oh, by yourself? You said, no, I'm with myself.
That's true.
Yes, and it's true. And he might say something else like, oh, just one? I tell him, no, the one.
It's absolutely true. Do you see that women are gaining more respect, especially in the U.S.? Do you see any changes?
Yes. And there are women up front to show us that, you know, show us the way. There were some women long ago, too. Eleanor Roosevelt, for one. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's wife. She was one of the pioneers, as far as I'm concerned. As a matter of fact, I quoted Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt in my column. She said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. So I tell women, stop consenting to inferior status. And that is the answer. And so therefore, some of us stopped consenting, and we stepped up into great roles, secretaries of state. Hillary Clinton is a good example. And the one that just left the White House. Another one, a young black woman, is...
Condoleezza Rice, you're talking
Condoleezza
about?
Condoleezza Rice.
Sure.
With the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are women who are really downplaying this secondhand version of women in the world.
Do you think that women role models can do a better job at trying to promote, you know, this new wave of women? Womanhood, I guess, is what I'm
saying. Yeah, absolutely. We must model this, and I think I've been doing it myself. I've been modeling this. I modeled it for my own daughters, who both are very successful young women in the world. One's a doctor of veterinary medicine, and the other is the president of the Broward County chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners.
Yeah.
So I used to tell people, you know, don't listen to me if my products are not good.
That's right.
My daughters are my products.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I say very, because they say most psychologists' kids are a bunch of screw-ups. I said, well, mine are not. I said, because I followed what Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis said. She said something very important for the future. She said, if you bungle the job with your children, nothing else you do in life matters very much.
Mm-hmm.
So I say it's up to us as women to model what we want from our female populations. And that's very important information. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's always on PBS,
mm-hmm.
he wrote a book called, my daughter gave me that book, Dr. Rebecca. She gave me a book called The Power of Intention.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're all born with this power, but we suppress it. He gives us the story of the acorn. He said, if you cut an acorn open, you can't see a giant oak tree. But the Creator has put that giant oak tree inside of the acorn. So what we do is we suppress this power given to us by our Creator to become these wonderful, powerful people. And it's suppressed in women largely by the stereotypes we have about women. And so we thought, you know, girls don't do well in math and they're not good in the sciences. And then we suppress, as a matter of fact, girls will suppress the fact that they're intelligent just so they can get a date.
Yes.
And we've got to get rid of that because self-love is the beginning of a lifetime love affair.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you know what we tend to tell women? We tell them if we focus too much on ourselves that we're being selfish. No. There's one psychologist, I can't remember her name, she said, no, she's becoming a selfist.
I love that.
So I do too. A selfist. I said, what is a selfist? So I read her book and she said, a selfist is one who follows the first law of nature. And what is the first law of nature? Self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I think that's what you're trying to teach people.
Right.
And with this health idea, this is you're really on point. I'm telling you, Dr. King, you're on point.
Thank you so much, Dr. Grant. We have to go to commercial break, but this conversation is so incredibly interesting. I really wish we didn't have to, but we're going to go for a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. This is Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour. We're going to be right back.
Hi, this is Julianne Cord, the nutritionist for the International Holistic Center. I have a question for you. Are your foods making you sick? Do you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome, migraines, arthritis, or any other chronic illness? If you are, I can help you. Please call me at 954-903-9426. That number again is 954-903-9426. For more information, visit our website, www.counseling-wellness.com. Once again, I am Julianne Cord, the nutritionist at the International Holistic Center, reminding you that feeling good is now an option.
When it comes to your mental and physical health, you probably think you've heard it all and tried it all. It's time for something new, a comprehensive approach to wellness that addresses every aspect of your life. And you'll only find it at the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale. This state-of-the-art facility is an oasis for healing, specializing in fusing multiple modalities into a seamless protocol, custom designed to meet your needs. The instant you walk in, you'll be immediately transitioned into a state of tranquility as you experience the plush spa-like surroundings, the trickling sound of the waterfall, and the enchanting aroma of essential oils. You'll be treated by every one of the highly qualified practitioners at the center, featuring experts in psychotherapy, acupuncture, massage, nutrition, and every aspect of holistic wellness. The center is dedicated to fusing Western medicine and Eastern healing practices to form a well-balanced approach to mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, and even ADHD, plus children and family and couples problems, as well as stress-related conditions and chronic illness. If you think you've tried it all, think again. Think Health Fusion. Arrange a consultation with the caring professionals at the International Holistic Center, located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 410 in Fort Lauderdale, just one block north of Oakland Park Boulevard on the west side of Federal Highway. Call 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to ihchealthfusion.com. That's ihchealthfusion.com. And remember, feeling good is now an option.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Elizabeth King on the Health Fusion Hour. Today we have Dr. Gwendolyn Grant, and I am so privileged to have her on the show. And I know that our listeners are really enjoying this conversation. Welcome back, Dr. Grant.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm going to be in Florida on November 1st.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about that. Tell our listeners what you're going to be doing, and then go ahead and invite them to attend if they would like to.
It's the National Association of Women Business Owners, and they're having their first event under the presidency of my daughter, of Sally Grant.
You're not proud of that.
I'm not proud of that at all. Western Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, the Cypress Creek Road, east of I-95. And I just can hardly wait for this 6 o'clock event at the Western Hotel, because women entrepreneurship is part of the promise for women in leadership in this country. I think this is one of the most profound areas of female growth and development, modeling this kind of empowerment of women in business, because we this country is pretty much run on Wall Street. And so that's what threw us into this economy downgrade, because I think women can bring a new version of entrepreneurship to the country, because women tend to be more empathetic, and they understand the realities of home life, and I believe they will bring a new version of entrepreneurship to this country, and that's why I'm so proud to be their speaker.
Absolutely. I am, as you know, a member of NABO, and I actually want to give that phone number out in case we run out of time towards the end of the show. If you want to make a reservation or ask any questions, the number that you would want to call is 954-767-8600. Again, that's 954-767-8600. And if you would like to attend this wonderful presentation where Dr. Grant is going to be speaking, all you have to do is call before Friday, and you'll get the information from someone there at the organization. But basically, it's a dinner and a wonderful networking event, and then to boot, we have Dr. Grant, which I know is going to energize us.
Absolutely. So, going to give them the 7-Up.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a hoot. I've been telling all of my friends, I think I have a bunch of them coming to this presentation. So you don't need to be a member to attend. Mm-hmm. You just need to go ahead and call and make that reservation.
Yes.
Let's talk about women and business, because I know that that's something that you have a lot of passion about.
Yes.
Why do you think women are seeking business ownership nowadays?
Why do I think they're taking business ownership?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a way for women to spread their wings, because that I said they are in charge. All you have to do is give a woman, give her a one step, and she'll take 10. And I think what's happening here is that women now have discovered that ownership, what I call mind and body ownership. And she stepped out in front and taking control to mastermind, to be in charge, to be power-based and doubt erased. She's put away her doubts and she stepped up into the business world. We found out that it gives her self-confidence. And she's seeking her charisma, if you will, okay? How to market not only herself but her product. And once a woman gets into a better marketing plan, she's on her way to success. And I said, whatever you market inside of yourself is what you are attracting. Because what you say will become your day. What you expect is what you get, and what you believe is what you will receive. And I think women have stepped out into the business world. And I'm going to give her seven more steps, seven ups, I call them, so she can find success in the business world.
I guess my question to you now is, mm-hmm. how do we women that own businesses mm-hmm. face the challenge head-on when you're in a male-dominated environment? For example, I have a medical center, and so I'm basically dealing with medical doctors and attorneys. And I guess it's a little bit stereotypical because we certainly have a lot of medical doctors that are female now and a lot of attorneys that are female, including, I am very proud to say, my daughter is an attorney. And so just as you are proud of your daughter, I am also. And but really the reality is that most people out there, most business owners are males. And yes. when you're confronted with, you know, a male-dominated arena, mm-hmm. It's very challenging. So what would you say to us women that are out there in the field right now?
One thing that is really important, I read an article in O Magazine, Oprah Magazine,
mm-hmm.
and it was, I think her name is Martha Beck. She's a resident life coach. And she said, women have got to learn how to own their own charisma. And I say they need to command their space. This has to do with body language, okay? And women need to take control of their space and not be intimidated. Get rid of that word intimidation in your life and begin to command your own space. One of the things I teach, taught for years, even in Essence Magazine,